Welcome into the program. My name is Chris Ryan. This is Growing on the Vine. It is a podcast radio show of 102.5 The Vine FM, a Christian nonprofit radio station in Southwest Riverside County of Southern California. And what we do is we get a chance to interview and talk to micro ministry leaders in our area and just hear what these ministries are doing and these nonprofits are doing here in Southwest Riverside County and how you can get involved and how you can help. Now, I'm excited about today's program. If you have ever listened to our newscasts on 102.5 The Vine FM, you know that there is a little something different. Our newscasts are written, they're produced, and they're voiced by adults with developmental disabilities. Diane Strand leads the program, and Jordan Wood is one of the participants. Today, we get to learn more about what goes into creating these newscasts on 102.5 The Vine FM. Thank you for joining us for this conversation with Diane Strand and Jordan Wood of JDS Creative Academy. Diane, if you had a business card, what would your title be?
Well, I have a long title. My true title is Serial Entrepreneur, best-selling author, speaker, nonprofit founder. So it's a lot of different titles that kind of come under that. I'm also an executive producer of a couple of TV shows, your radio show, and as well as our own podcast.
Tell me about your connections and your enthusiasm in the world of broadcast and in film and acting.
Well, I always say you have to connect the dots looking back, and my true dot really shows up in second grade, long before I knew how to really know what my future would hold or what my interests were. I was diagnosed dyslexic, and I was a very challenged reader, and I really wanted to be in the school play and play Betsy Ross, and I had teachers telling me that I probably shouldn't try out. I didn't want to embarrass myself. And it was something that I really wanted, so I put my mind to it. I taught myself how to read, realizing that I had a photographic memory at that time. And so I memorized everything, and I auditioned, and that was my connection to the arts. And it kept showing up throughout high school, you know, still being a challenged learner. You know, school was not my favorite thing to do, so to keep myself focused back to stay in school, graduate, it was the arts. I wanted to be in the play, so I had to get certain grades to be in the play, stay attendance enough to be in the play. And that was even through my college years, you know, to get me through school was the connection to the arts. And then I went on after I graduated with a bachelor's degree. It was a long process. I didn't go straight from one school to the next. My bachelor's degree hit around age 27 when I finally completed that. And then I did have a successful career in the entertainment industry, working on shows like Friends and General Hospital, and built the high def control room at Staples Center. And that's really where I, you know, started my foundation of working in digital media as a producer. My husband, he was a professional actor, as well as he has a degree in film as well. And it was just one night that he said, "What if?" And I was quick with a yes. And it was, "What if we quit our jobs, cashed in on our six-figure jobs at that time, and started our own business?" And we've never looked back. And how it's evolved to what it is I'm doing today, to be able to work with people like Jordan, who's here with us today, to be able to hear their dreams and then find a way to make those come true, is making my dreams come true in so many different ways.
Diane Strand is with JDS Creative Academy. Then I want to talk about how you get from opening to what your team is doing here on the radio in producing news, in bringing news. Kind of walk us through when you started business to, okay, we're training now.
Well, starting our business, our why really was our family. That's why we became entrepreneurs, so we could be able to raise our family and also raise a career that would support us to the lifestyle we wanted to be accustomed to. So in our entrepreneurial journey, it was really making videos for businesses to help them market and communicate and be the best business that they could be. And going through that process, both of us come from the arts. We started our actor studio. So we were working with youth, teens, and adults to help them launch into a career on the acting side. And we were becoming very successful at that and launched well over 100 careers. And that just kind of morphed into where people were saying, well, can you teach this? Can you do this? And some of those skills we had, but I wouldn't say I was an expert at them. So I started pulling in some of my industry professional friends. And one day we said, well, what if we did a nonprofit? And we really started creating classes to really be able to train people to live their dream in the entertainment industry. So I pulled my industry professionals together around my kitchen table, and we had our first board meeting, and we launched the nonprofit, and we started with just the classes. And it was a few years into that that I met a woman at a chamber mixer, and I've always had the business philosophy that you show up and you say yes. And she said, how about getting a coffee? I want to tell you about a business opportunity. And at that time, I was not sure that what she had was anything that would have anything to do with me, but I said yes. And we sat down. Not only did we become very fast friends, but she started telling me about an individual who had some special needs, but he loved audio. And all he ever wanted to do was either be an audio engineer, work in radio, but he needed some skills and training, somebody who could really give them that hands-on. And could I just help this one person? And the way to do that was through a paid internship that they were paying for, and I didn't have to. And he could come here, and not only would he learn audio by watching us do things, but he would help clean the studio and do all these things. I'm like, is this like too good to be true? And it kind of was, because he came, he was fantastic, of course. And what he was learning just in 2 or 3 months of watching us do this project or that project or helping here, carrying a box from here to there, all of a sudden he was really starting to put real technology to work for him and for us. And my husband and I and one of our partners, her name is Johanna Lack, and she was part of our founding board members. I looked at her and I said, well, what if we wrote a program design? I've already done an apprenticeship with the college. We take that curriculum and we morph it and we do a Title 17. And we talked with Inland Regional. They were all for it. So we sat down and wrote a 65-page program design to teach video production and multimedia. And today we have wonderful people like Jordan in the program. We have 25 individuals that are with us. Some have had paid internships for over a year. Some are represented by agents. Some are entering contests and turning in animation work. So it's a dream come true for them, but it's really making my dreams come true.
Diane Strand is with JDS Creative Academy. And you hear JDS Creative Academy, you hear their newscasts here on 102.5 The Vine FM. Jordan Wood is with us. And Jordan, tell me about your connection to the program and what you do on a regular basis.
Well, I joined JDS on December 6, 2021. So I've been with JDS for well over a little 2 years now. What I typically do at JDS is I get a lot of experience with Photoshopping and Premiere Pro, especially. But yeah, every now and then I'm asked to help out with the radio. Usually it's either always like host, community events, or Good to Know. And after that, we always just write a script up. We always have to get approval from Diane. And we send it over to 102.5 The Vine, and it airs out. And my mom always likes hearing my voice out on the radio, or whenever I am volunteering for the news station, whenever I'm host, community events, sports, anything like that. It's always nice to know that other people are watching me and watching my work as well.
Tell me what you were doing before you came here. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 23.
You've been in the program 4 years, you said?
I joined in December 2021, so I've been here for about a little over 3 years.
What led you to the program?
Well, my mom actually found out about JDS because she typically listens to 102.5 The Vine normally, and she heard JDS on the radio, and she looked more into it, and she thought it would be really interesting. At that time, I wasn't really in school or anything of the sort, so my mom figured that this would be sort of a good way to maybe find what I'm passionate about, since she knows by that point that I was into like video making and editing, and she thought that this would be a good way for me to be able to get out more with other people like myself and get some experience with editing as well. And I did a 3-day trial over in October of 2021. It was a lot of fun, and I really wanted to stick around. So in December, I officially became a participant of JDS, and I've never looked back since.
Diane Strand is with JDS Creative Academy. Joining us today, Jordan Wood is here as well. He is one of the anchors on our JDS Creative Academy newscasts that you hear on 102.5 The Vine FM. Tell me about the participants. We mentioned the newscast is really brought together by a very special group. Diane, tell me about those who actually put the news together for us.
Well, the radio program came about because it's a great skill for them to learn. And our population is a mix of different people from different backgrounds that have barriers and they have developmental disabilities. It can be autism. It can be a learning disability, epilepsy. Some have cerebral palsy. So it's something that usually develops in a neurodiverse aspect is the population that we work with. And hands-on training is really a great way to help them break down those barriers that are there. We all have different styles of learning, and those that sometimes struggle with different aspects of traditional learning, hands-on is a great way to go about it. So teaching the skill of writing, teaching the skill of actually recording helps with the enunciation, their speech, as well as getting into the editing. They work with some of the same material that we have here on the table to produce this podcast, whether that be Tascam, going in to do some of the audio editing through Audition to be able to lay it down, because it's not always recorded in synonymous sync order. Some are recorded from one day to the next, or maybe we have to go in and punch in and do a re-record. It might be a slurred word or something. So it's all the different techniques that they learn so they can reproduce that in a career and job environment. And they do really well with this, and they're really proud of the work that they do. They get to hear themselves on the radio. I heard for the first time. I thought that was great. I didn't know Jordan came to us by way of the radio, so that was a great little connection right there. So we just love being able to show that just because there might be a barrier, it doesn't mean that that prohibits them from being successful. Certainly, they have dreams and goals just like everybody else. And with a little bit of skill and training, just like anybody else who has to go to school, has to learn, has to do the things to get better and more proficient in their job or their career of choice, that's what we're providing. We are a different way of higher education to be able to set our participants on a career path of passion.
Diane Strand is with us. She's with JDS Creative Academy, and we're talking about the news that you actually hear right here on the radio. And the team at JDS puts this newscast together. I know when we listen to it, it's 2 minutes, but there's a lot that goes into the back end of creating a 2-minute newscast. And maybe, Jordan, you can walk us through the steps that the team goes through, because it's more than just sitting down and recording for 2 minutes.
Typically, it starts out with picking out 3 people, or usually sometimes they'll volunteer, 3 participants. And those 3 participants are then assigned to either host community events or Good to Know. And after that, we meet up with a staff member, sometimes Johanna. And then we get together and we talk about what kind of stories we're going to be running for our different segments. So for hosts, for example, we usually talk about road conditions as a part of it, as well as like different events that are maybe happening in the month or the week ahead. And after that, we sort of pick what we're going to write. We get an approval from Johanna to see if those stories are okay to write. Then we write them out over the next day or two. Johanna always helps us out with roughing out the edges of our story. And then after that, we send our stories over to Diane, who finalizes the scripts that we write. And on Thursday or Friday, usually, we record radio. We then get two more participants that usually help out with recording. And once that's all done, the talent's all finished. And then after that, it's up to those other two participants to then take the recording of the radios and then go into Adobe Audition and edit it all into 2 minutes.
Joining us today, Jordan Wood. He is one of the anchors on our JDS Creative Academy newscasts that you hear on 102.5 The Vine FM. You had mentioned that you're using Adobe Audition. Did you have any time in Audition before you came to the program? And what have you learned through editing that you hope to be able to take forward with you?
Well, before JDS, I never touched an Adobe product in my life. I never touched Photoshop, Premiere, especially Audition. And when I was asked to help record radio, that was my first time ever touching Audition. But there's always staff and even other participants who have experience with Audition that are always willing to help you out.
Diane Strand is with us. She leads JDS Creative Academy. And you hear the Creative Academy and the team that brings the newscasts here on The Vine. But it's more than that. What they do is really giving back to the community through education. Would that be fair to say, Diane?
That's fair to say. We give back in so many ways, whether it's through education, our community events that we have at the studio that invites the community to be able to see what it is we're doing. We do tours all the time. And then just to be able to be on the radio, to be able to share good to know information with the community out there that brings a little bit of positive light as well as entertainment. A lot of media is about entertainment. So we try and share things that the community can go and find that entertainment, find ways to fill their life. And that is our way of being able to share a little bit of kindness, share a little bit of joy, whether that's through radio. We have a couple of TV shows that kind of run on the same platform, sharing that community event, that good to know things that are going on. Because when you have a community that really works together and plays together, then you have a really good environment to be able to raise a family in, to be able to grow and, live that American dream, right?
The interesting thing about listening to the newscasts is we mentioned at the very beginning that JDS Creative Academy brings our news, and it is adults with developmental disabilities. You can hear that in the voice, but you can also hear some amazing personality that comes through in the voice, and you're laughing because you probably...
Thomas? Yes. He has a great radio voice, and he has a lot of fun in sharing the radio and usually always comes across with a little bit of extra personality, especially if he's talking about something down on the ranch. He has a lot of fun with that. And we love that. We love that they're able to share their personality. Some of them have some addiction issues, so you may hear that on the radio. And that's knowing that maybe they had to record that maybe two or three times, but they're willing to work past that. And they're okay with the fact that they just want to present the best. They're okay with having it have to be re-recorded because, all of us we all have challenges in different ways, right? We all have barriers that stop us from doing certain things. But when they're willing to look at that barrier and push it down, that is growth in and of itself. And when you might have to say, let's re-record that word or let's make that a little clearer, they're happy to do so because all they want to be seen is just like everybody else.
Diane Strand is with JDS Creative Academy, and you hear JDS doing our news on The Vine and JDS Creative Academy. Now, tell me about where your where your facility, your studios are located at?
Well, we're located in Temecula. We have a 10,000 square foot studio. It's a radio and podcast studio, as well as an edit bay. We have a green screen. We have a lot of open space, as well as a 100-seat theater. And we have different kinds of events that go on. And our participants, they partake in all of those, whether it's the radio show, the television shows. The program itself has its own TV show. It's known as the SOI Update, but it is rebranding into SOI Stories, as well as we have Spirit of Innovation, Arts Across America, and the participants are very involved with that. As they get stronger in their skills, they start really doing things on the full broadcasted show. We have them that are in the visual and performing arts side. They're on stage. They're acting in the musical theater. They're building costumes and sets. So they are getting a well-rounded education. Our studio is open to the public. We have a lot of great events that bring the community in to not only interact, whether that's with our participants or our youth, teens, and adults who were there. DigiFest is our big event that's coming up, our signature event. Jordan's entered in DigiFest with some of his animation work. So we're super proud to be able to have that open not only to students, but emerging talent and professionals to all collaborate together on the visual and performing and digital arts media to win laurels, present so you can up your career goals and leverage that to do more. We've had participants who have won Digis, which is an internationally award-winning competition. So we'll get to see what what comes of that for even Jordan with his entry. He has a great entry. I've seen it, but I don't judge. So I'm not in that world. We have professional judges from all over, and they just get to do the same things that everyone else gets to do with no judgment.
Diane Strand leads JDS Creative Academy. The couple of times that I've been at your studio, you had mentioned green screen. So it's not just radio that we hear. There's, correct me if I'm wrong, cameras for video visual performance. Tell me about what JDS offers in the way of video performing arts.
Well, the program is based in video production and multimedia, and we stretch that to include the radio. But we have two TV shows that we produce out of the studio. One is the participants show, which is called SOI Stories, which is rebranding. The community may know it more as SOI Update. And then we have Spirit of Innovation. It's been on air for over 6 years now. We just rebranded that to be Arts Across America, so we can really start sharing the message of how the arts level the playing field and really open up doors for people to be able to live their careers of passion. It used to be what's your backup career, and today we're training that this is your career. And we do that through the video production. We have a 40-foot green screen with we have more than three cameras. We have like five or six cameras. We have a drone. They work on the drone. They work on, the Ronin, so they learn Steadicam work as well. Lighting, all the things that go into production, whether that's starting in the concept development to the script writing, learning the approval process that they have to go through, that you just can't always do whatever you want to do. Usually in this world, you have a client or an executive producer who makes those calls. So they work through that process, learning how to make changes that, you don't necessarily have to agree with the change that's coming, but that is based on the client or the executive producer. So they learn all those processes as they go through. Then they get to report, edit, and distribute.
Jordan, it was mentioned a minute ago that you have an entry in DigiFest. Diane, you want to explain DigiFest for us, and then I want to come back and hear about your entry, okay?
Okay. Well, DigiFest is a three-day signature event that takes place at the studio and throughout Temecula. It is a competition as well as a networking and conference that you get to attend so you can leverage up the things that you need to know. We have workshops, whether we have the Adobe certified trainers there, we bring in a little bit of Hollywood. We always have an A-list actor, producer, director. We have animation panels, director panels, voiceover panels. And we have our screenings. Everybody who enters is exhibited, whether that's in the final screenings or around the studio on different monitors. You walk in, it's like walking into a digital mecca place that looks really cool. We always have some sort of digital installation that goes into the event. And then we do the screenings as well as we have the award celebration. So it's a lot of fun. You definitely learn, you engage. We have true success stories that have come out of DigiFest that are now working on things like Pixar's pitches and working with high-level directors. And some of those things have even come back to work with our participants. Someone like Jordan, who is learning animation, and he can tell you about his entry that he did, but those skills are paying off because some of the rewards from DigiFest, they're pitching things, and then they're allowing our participants to even put together some of the animation sizzle reels. So there's some exciting things that are coming of that.
Diane Strand is with JDS Creative Academy. Jordan Wood is here as well. Jordan is one of the participants that you hear on the newscasts on 102.5 The Vine. Jordan has an entry in DigiFest, if I hear correctly, like a digital arts festival.
Correct. It's a digital art festival. It has several categories. Podcasting, so you can always enter your podcast here into DigiFest. But it's video, short film, animation, graphic design, websites, music, music videos, fine art that goes through a computer digital process, gaming, as well as podcasting.
Jordan, tell us about your entry in DigiFest.
Well, we kind of have to go back to last year where usually we are expected to do independent projects. And what my independent project wanted to do was I wanted to make a PSA on sleep deprivation, as that was an issue that affected me a lot. And but I wanted to do things a little bit differently. So I think I asked Diane about it. I basically said, because normally with writing independent projects, usually it's we need to record on the green screen. Maybe we go on shoot if we're going out somewhere. But I asked Diane, like, if I could make this an animated project because I'm really into visual animation. And she gave the green light to that. So I wrote up my script. It was approved. I had it recorded over in VoiceOver. And after that, over the next few months, I worked on animating on top of my VoiceOver. It took me a few months, and I definitely had to learn along the way, especially as I essentially had to teach myself the animation program that I was using. But I did eventually get it all finished and done. And All of the participants and staff saw it. They loved it. And I wanted to submit it over to DigiFest for this year as well because I'm still really proud of it. And I had staff help me with submitting it over to DigiFest, but I just had that done a few days ago. And I can't wait.
We're very excited. He really did do a lot of self-teaching on his own because at that time we didn't have a big animation department within our program. Since then, because of all the great things that Jordan is doing, we've expanded and we brought on an animator so we can really make sure that we are, honing those skills because he's got a real future there. So we want to make sure he's getting all the education and all the training that he can so that he can live his dream.
Diane Strand is with JDS Creative Academy, and her and Jordan Wood are here, and you hear the newscast on 102.5 The Vine. Now, performing arts is another side. You had mentioned that you have a 100-seat theater, so that leads me to assume that you have actors and shows that happen from time to time. Tell me about that.
Well, we have, that's how the nonprofit really started, was with the visual and performing arts side. So we started with, because we were already teaching acting classes. So we expanded to do musical theater, script writing. We were doing some backstage productions so people could learn the lights, the sound, the costumes, the props. And that was very successful. And we've been doing shows like that for now. We're in our 10th year. We're celebrating our 10-year anniversary this year for the nonprofit. And we're doing a big show this year, which is Wizard of Oz. So we're really excited about that. We have three of our participants who are in our day program that also participate in our extracurricular creative arts programs. And they're in the shows. They've been in the shows in our prior years as well. And as well as one of them who is now acting in the shows, he did a whole year intern learning the lights and the sound. And he was part of our internship program where he used to work backstage, and now he's built up that confidence and now he's on stage.
But something like that, it's the journey. Because now you're on stage, but you know what happens backstage because you used to be there.
Correct. And it's important. I've always said that. And, you know, especially if you're like me and you're a producer, you have to know a little bit about everything. Jordan and I were even just talking about that in the car ride over here. Is he was talking about some animation things. And he said, well, I'm not sure that's the area I want to go in. And I said, well, it's always good to learn those things so that you know a little bit about everything. You know what your expertise is. But if you know what other people do, it really helps when you're working in that collaboration for that teamwork. And we see that with our participants, because not only was Matt behind the scenes, now he is on stage and he's able to understand what needs to happen in a blackout, what needs to happen in a music cue. And that made him stronger as an actor. I fully believe that. We tell all of our actors and performers who come through that you have to know more about what you're doing in this industry than just the acting part. While the industry is actor-centric, it's just 10% of the whole entire industry. It's a multi-billion dollar industry, and you have the producers and the directors and the writers and the costumers and the makeup, and the list goes on, that all of those professions are to be honored and respected. So when you know what everyone does, it is easier to do your part. And that's really what we teach, is that collaboration, that teamwork, how to work together, how everything kind of jives. And just spending a day at our studio, you see that as we go from television to theater to making props and sets to dealing with websites and social media. But that is the way, you know, a business works. And that's what they're really learning in our day program, are those soft skills that go with those technical skills and bringing it all together and then producing something for the community.
Diane Strand leads JDS Creative Academy. And you hear them doing news here on the radio station. We're excited for our partnership. It's been going on 4 years plus, maybe. It's a special team, but it's more than just outlets like The Vine. There's other outlets that you have partnerships with to actually get that artwork and what you've taught to actually consumers. Tell us about some of the other outlets.
Well, we're really grateful. Our TV show is on Temecula, Murrieta, Menifee, and Rivco TV stations. We're also on Binge Networks. Our radio show, of course, is on your station, 102.5 The Vine. And then we have our podcast, which the podcast is a collaboration of Scott, who is our director of education, my husband, my partner in life and business. But he hosts that, and he co-hosts that with one of the participants, and that rotates. And then we bring in guests to interview them as well. So we're really grateful for the way that we get to distribute our media that we put out to show that we're doing high quality professional work. We're training as well as doing. And we're showing that, you know, at any given moment, our participants could be plucked right out and moved right into the professional world, as well as keep learning and training to keep getting better and pursue their own passions.
You had mentioned something when we sat down. How can JDS help other businesses when it comes to internships and media. Talk to me about that.
We are looking for businesses to partner. We have what's called a paid internship program. So our participants are paid to go work at your business, not by the business. They can be there up to a year. We're looking for businesses who are looking for people to help them with social media, camera work, radio work, recording, graphics, all the things that go on that we teach. They come with a job coach, so they would get a job coach to make sure that they're following through in what the business wants them to follow through. And then at the end of the year, it's either a great resume credit so they can launch into something new, just like any intern has a resume credit at a reputable business that they get to add, or sometimes that turns into an opportunity for a real job, and that business just swoops them right up and puts them on their payroll. So there's lots of great opportunities, not only for the individual and the participant to learn and really be able to put their work that they've been training on into practice in that professional environment with expectations from somebody other than your teacher, which we are, to put it into a job perspective and learning all of that, to then also for the business. You know, they're getting a skilled, trained individual at no cost to them to be able to really expand and grow. And then we have other programs that they can even go into so that business has a softer landing to bring that individual on as an employee.
Your program can help other businesses. You had mentioned social, which is one of those categories that I feel so many business people know that it's important, but that's not our skill set. And social media is changing all the time. It feels like as soon as you get something down, there's a change and you've got to keep up with it. But to have participants that could help another business could certainly be an asset.
Correct. We've placed two participants into two different businesses as social media, one for a nonprofit, STAT. Save the Animals Today, as well as one for Heyday Productions, which is a event production company that does music around the valley here. So we had each of those participants were working with those individuals. They have a job coach. And so what a benefit to those businesses, because they didn't have to do anything but hand out work, and then it got done. And it also gets overseen by an industry professional. You get, you know, behind them, you get JDS Creative Academy, JDS Studio, JDS Video and Media Production that comes behind that individual to make sure they're putting out their best work as well.
Joining us today, Jordan Wood is here as well. He is one of the anchors on our JDS Creative Academy newscasts that you hear on 102.5 The Vine FM. Tell me how somebody could get involved, somebody who might hear this and say, maybe I've got a child in this audience. Tell me how somebody would get involved.
Well, if you have Inland Regional Center Services, which is through Riverside County Inland Regional Center, then you are eligible to receive our services. We do have a very demanding program. It is not for everyone. You know, it's not a program that, you know, we're focused on, you know, some of the more intense behavioral skill management. We are focused on professional skills. So you have to already be to a point to where you're looking to actually take that next step. Think of us like, you know, a community college, but one that doesn't have a natural end to it. We just continue on. So if you have those services, you can definitely talk with your service coordinator, and they can refer you your individual right to us. We do have things that are open to the community, which is on our extracurricular side. It's open to both mainstream and special needs. So we cross collaborate. I'm a true believer that the cross collaboration is what really promotes the diversity, the equity, and the inclusion that we are really striving for. And I think the arts is what, like I said, levels that playing field and brings that about, that when we're all in a creative space, we're all trying to do things for each other.
Jordan Wood is with us. He is one of the, would you say one of the anchors?
Absolutely.
For the JDS Creative Academy News? What is it that you want to do? What are your future goals?
Well, my future goals right now is to, well, one of my biggest things right now is that I'm currently working on a big animation, and JDS has been very, very supportive of that, especially now that we're expanding more into animation. So one of my big goals right now is to animate and complete an entire pilot episode at some point in the future, because I'm really, really passionate about animating, about editing, about just taking all the puzzle pieces and combining it into something beautiful. Typically, my program that I'm using right now is known as Krita. When I brought that up to Diane, she had never heard of Krita before. And that was before we really started to expand more into animation.
Yeah. We're now working with Autodesk Maya, which is an industry standard animation program. Jordan has been fantastic in doing a lot of research to find a good animation program that was an open source animation program that he really self-taught himself, which is fantastic. I mean, I'm so proud that, you know, he just took that initiative and rolled with it. And from there, it launched a whole program inside of JDS. I mean, that's how ideas come about. That's how collaboration is, because I want to see this young man succeed and live his dream. So I'm like, okay, next staff member is an animator. And guess what? We're investing in a new program. And now things that happen, and that's the power of motivation, momentum, saying yes and showing up, because now we've expanded into this. And like I said, not only is Jordan working on his own pilot that he's looking to launch, we're working with a professional director and writer who wants us to create a sizzle reel that's going to Pixar. So there are so many doors that just keep opening by having the program, meeting wonderful people like Jordan and all of our 25 participants. They all spark in me something that it's like, oh, well, I need to go figure out how to do that. I need to make that dream come true, or I need to make that dream come true. And as I hear them come and tell me what they're looking for, that's how I set out. And, you know, thanks to people like you who help distribute our message out there or put us on a podcast and help us share that, that comes back to us, because you have fabulous listeners out there and they're so caring and giving. And, you know, that's how we grow. And that's how we're able to do more, by having the community support behind us.
Diane Strand is with JDS Creative Academy. Diane, remind me of the social media and the website where somebody can find you.
Well, I would definitely say you should follow us on social media. We have a hashtag. It's called the hashtag JDS Family. And that's whether you're wanting to find out more about the nonprofit, which is JDS Creative Academy. We are always looking for volunteers, of course, as well as donations are always accepted. We have some big events coming up. It does not cost anything to attend our performances. You just have to make an RSVP so you get that reservation in. We may ask for a donation at the performance, but it does not cost anything to come in. We have summer camp, which also has a performance. We have a big event in October, which is our haunted studio event. You know, we go through and it's a fun event. It starts as a class and morphs into a community event, because we teach the special effects makeup, the designing, the building of how to create that, and then they become the actors and the haunters. So everything has a rhyme and a reason to it. Check out our website, check out our social media, come by and pay us a visit. We love to have the community just get involved.
We want to thank Diane Strand and Jordan from JDS Creative Academy for joining us on Growing on the Vine. At the radio station, we are blessed for their ministry and what they do in our community, and for this special community of adults with developmental disabilities. We are proud to be an outlet that gets to put their work on the air, on the radio. And we're so glad that you take time to listen. You can listen to all of our past episodes of Growing on the Vine on your favorite podcast platform, or catch an episode every Saturday and Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on 102.5 The Vine FM.